B-Pod Studios.
We live in paradise. Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, Lee County. It's paradise.
It's paradise if you got the cash.
That's right. I, this afternoon, early this afternoon, decided to have myself a little lunch. And went on Sanibel Island with my lady friend to have lunch. This is, last time I checked, correct me if I'm wrong, Haney, Sanibel Island, a part of Lee County. Am I right there?
Well, technically,
is it
part
of Lee County? Yes, it is.
Technically.
To which I pay taxes to.
Well, and you have to pay a toll to get over there.
I go and have a lunch at this hotel slash restaurant. Outdoor. I'm not going to mention any names. So I'm standing out there in the lobby, hands behind my back. Now, granted, I'm on Sanibel Island, and I'm wearing a gray T-shirt, pair of shorts, some beat-up basketball shoes. From around the corner, three suits come up to me. Now, mind you, I just patronized their restaurant. I live in this county. They come up to me. One gentleman comes up to me and says, good afternoon. Can I help you? I said, no, I'm just, looking around, just browsing. Sir, can I help you? I said, no, I'm waiting for my lady friend to come out of the restroom. Are you a guest at this hotel? No, I'm not. I just I had some lunch here. They went and followed me. It was like somebody was ready to jump on some kind of phone and call the cops on me because I was standing around in the lobby and maybe looked a little out of place. All right? I didn't look like a tourist that was dropping huge money on Sanibel Island. And no, I was not wearing an Izod shirt with the collar turned up and some Bermuda shorts. Do I look like somebody that would cause trouble at a resort hotel?
You had no business being on Sanibel.
I have every
that
right.
That is not your place.
Yes, I have every right
you
to
have
be
no
on
business
Sanibel.
Being on
I got
Sanibel.
Every right to be on Sanibel Island. It does not matter if I pay taxes.
No, it's called payback.
No, if I pay taxes on Sanibel Island, I get to go on Sanibel Island enjoy all the amenities that anybody else has. I pay taxes. I can have fun on Sanibel if I want. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan.
Hey.
It's the proverbial tourist season.
It is. I'll tell you right now, there were a lot of tourists out there. But you know what? When I was at the lunch bar outside, the bartender lady, she knew who I was, said hi and all that. As soon as I walked into the lobby, though, I was scum.
Yeah,
I was,
Stan,
scum.
The big thing is that I don't understand is why they call it a season. You can't shoot them.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
I'm trying to reach the fellow that's talking about Sanibel.
You got him. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, why is it that you had to go over to Sanibel to have lunch?
What's wrong with having lunch over on Sanibel? Hold it. I thought I live in paradise, too. I can go over to Sanibel Island, a part of Lee County, and go and have myself a little lunch. And I did. I had a very nice lunch.
Where is it that you live?
Huh?
Where is it that you live?
San Carlos Park.
San Carlos Park.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me that there are no restaurants that you can go to near your own home?
There are restaurants that I can go to near my own home.
Why don't you go there?
Why can't I go out on Sanibel and enjoy something? You know what?
You got no business on Sanibel.
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you what, I went out there with my lady friend, and we said, you know what, this is kind of nice. Kind of take us out of the regular atmosphere of Fort Myers, be on Sanibel, and enjoy a nice lunch out there with the Gulf.
People pay plenty of money to live on Sanibel Island so that they don't have to deal with riffraff like you and your torn-up T-shirt and your sneakers.
Yeah, so I had sneakers and a T-shirt on. What difference does it make? It's the middle of the week.
You got no business out there. If you're going to come out there, at least try to look like you belong.
Who are you?
Gerald Barnes. And if you...
Hold it. Let me write your name down.
Oh, you can look me up. The news press knows who I am. I write letters to the editor all the time.
I'm sure you do. Gerald Barnes. And I take it you live on Sanibel.
I've lived on Sanibel for 16 years, and I've seen it going downhill and downhill with people like you coming over there.
Hold on.
They got no business being over there. If you don't live there, you're not on vacation, you're not welcome.
Hold it. If I pay your toll to go over to an out island in Lee County, I'm going to go enjoy myself.
I don't need you coming over here with your low-life people.
Hold on a second.
And your junk cars and your drugs.
And our drugs? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the trash. The trash that comes over from Fort Myers and the...
Let me ask you something, Gerald Barnes. You ever come over the bridge and come around into Fort Myers?
You ever come over the bridge and go to Fort Myers?
What?
I'm on my way to the goddamn airport to go back to New Hampshire.
Also, you're a transplant. You got a place up in New Hampshire, too.
I got a place in New Hampshire. I got a place down here, and I pay taxes on both of them.
And so the only time you come over to Fort Myers is when you want to go and fly out of here.
I pay plenty of money so I don't have to deal with people like you.
My taxes pay for that, too.
Water seeks its own level.
What the hell are you talking about?
You live in some ghetto down there.
I live in a very nice area for a middle-income person.
Drive down my property values. If those gentlemen wearing the suit should have escorted you right off the island, right to the causeway.
Oh, you think so? You think so? They were doing their job. By making me... What did you call me?
I called you a...
Go to hell. Who the hell do you think you are?
You're a goddamn lowlife, and that's what's destroying natural beauty like Sanibel.
Oh, give me a break. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hey, this guy about Sanibel?
Yeah, he's on the phone right now. Say hi to him.
Hey.
His name is Gerald the Ass Barnes. Turn your radio down, sir.
Hello, Gerald. How you doing, buddy?
Gerald?
I'm not your buddy.
Yeah, well, you're not. You're not his buddy. You're not my buddy, are you?
Hey, Gerald, I got one thing to solve this problem. May Hurricane Donna come back and just sink Sanibel.
There you go.
We won't have to worry about it.
I don't live here. Only a nutball would live anywhere near here in Hurricane Sea. I'm in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and so what? You go back up north? What do you come down for season, I guess they call it here.
I come down here and enjoy the winters and the nice weather and the beautiful people, and I don't need you and your ilk.
And my ilk?
Coming over and driving down the quality of life on the island.
I pay my toll. I paid for my lunch. I should be welcome to be on that part of the island. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Tell that ass who he thinks goes over there and builds his houses for him.
Hey, good point. Gerald.
I don't hear him complaining then.
Yeah,
we contribute to your economy, so you peons have some bread on the
table. Hold it a second.
Do we get any credit for that? Hell no.
What credit do you deserve?
You rat bastard.
You're on your little Sanibel Island like a pompous ass.
And we throw you lowlifes a bone and say, hey, you know how to build a luxury house? Then build one.
K-Rock.
And then I'm going to have this ass call up and question me.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Stan, get me his address. I'm going to go piss on his lawn.
There we are.
The kind of people I'm talking about.
What
the urinating in public, the junk cars, and your drugs.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, listen, you know what kills me is now they run you off.
Yeah.
But come June or July, they're begging you to come to their little taster deals and their little concerts.
Exactly, because that time the season's off, the tourists aren't there. They need people from the mainland to go and help their little economy to survive. Isn't that right, Gerald Barnes of Sanibel?
Look, if these people want to have you over there in the summer when I'm not there, I don't give a rat's ass. I got the shutters on my house. You can't touch it. So go and run wild, urinate in public, do your drugs, your prostitution, your gang shootings, or whatever. But don't do it while I'm here.
Did you refer to us as urinating public? What?
That's what he said.
What
the kind of people you are don't have the sense to find a goddamn bathroom. And that's why he was throwing you off the island.
I was a customer at their restaurant.
You were nothing. You were trash. They didn't want you there. Nobody wants you over here. How high do they have to raise the goddamn toll before you finally get that through your thick head?
Don't you threaten me like that again!
You dumbass!
Meet Alice. She switches on her computing machine and looks to see what her friends have been up to on Facebook, the electric friendship generator. She checks in to see what Timmy's been up to. Alice and Timmy have been going steady for 6 months. That's funny. Timmy changed his relationship status from in a relationship to single. Even more curious, he became friends with Donna Whitehouse at 2:07 a.m. Timmy just bungled rule number one of Facebook relationship etiquette. Don't change your relationship status without consulting the other person. What a dope. Alice decides there must be some sort of mistake. She sends him a note to see if it was a mistake. Alice waits and waits and waits. Alice is tired of waiting, so she decides to stick it to Timmy. She uploads and tags a few embarrassing photographs of Timmy. Alice just broke Facebook relationship etiquette rule number two. Don't post embarrassing photographs of other people. Shame on you, Alice. It's okay, Alice. We all make mistakes. It looks like Timmy has posted some messages on Alice's wall. I can't believe you posted those photos of me. By the way, it was just a regular rash. TMI, Timmy, you've just broken Facebook relationship etiquette rule number three. Be discreet when posting messages on another person's wall. Alice removes Timmy's posts and tries to move on with her life. That's interesting. Timmy has been very busy on Facebook making friends with all of Alice's friends. Who would want to be pals with a grody jody like Timmy? He has violated Facebook relationship rule number four. Don't steal other people's friends. Cool it, Alice. No one's going to date you if you get frown lines. Alice is fed up, so she creates a group called Timmy Gordon's A Real Wet Blanket. According to the group's description, Timmy cries over spilled milk, Timmy wets the bed, and Timmy is a communist. Be careful, Alice. This is clearly in violation of Facebook relationship rule number five. Don't start hate groups. What did I tell you, Alice? All of this could have been avoided by following the simple rules of Facebook etiquette. Have good Facebook manners, and the electric friendship generator will be more fun for everyone.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been.
good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it on all afternoon.
Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Can you imagine?
What?
Jason Priestley decides to get away from it all, spend some time in Naples. He's forgotten all about that and happens to flip on the radio.
Yeah.
That would be such a magical moment.
It's got a little stinger.
Yeah.
A little zingaroo right there for him. Yeah. It'll bring back a lot of traumatic memories for Jason Priestley. Oh, by the way, and I want to say this because I don't want to hear another word about this. Couple of texts coming in. Guys, live stream is down. App not working. Is it... I don't control it. Haney doesn't control it. It's out of our hands.
Have the authorities been notified?
They don't care. I'll tell you why they don't care.
But we promote people to listen through that, and then they...
I saw the chief engineer in here during Zito's show.
I thought he retired.
He was in here shaming Zito because he has a better credit score than him. Okay.
The engineer has a better credit. Yeah, well, of course he does.
Yeah, I know.
He's had a steady job all these years.
So
they don't fire him and bring him back like they do to Zito.
No, they just keep him on salary.
Yep.
So, apps not working. I don't care. Here's why. Chief engineer's in here bragging about his credit score.
Which he shouldn't. That's not fair. That's not a fair fight.
I know that. And I told him, remember yesterday how I said we don't have any email? No email on it. Nothing came through. Well, sure enough, after I left the radio station yesterday...
It all came through?
All of it came through at like 6:35. Boom, 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 boom. It all came down, including the Guardian stuff.
So what? Does somebody else have to read our email before we get it?
I asked him about it. And he said, I don't know, and left. So if the
probably
stream,
found a new stream, place with a hot new sandwich.
If the stream is down, if the app is down, that's not my concern. It's not my concern. Oh, there's Mr. Credit Score.
I want to know how high the credit score is.
Is he gonna
all the way to the top?
As high as you can.
You
go.
Got it like pegged at 800?
850.
I didn't know there was such a thing as 850.
Oh yeah, yes,
that's the top.
It's 850.
I just discovered it today. They sent me, you have an updated credit score.
Haney, I've been in the eights for years. I'm not there. Not even close.
I thought you were like at a steady 750.
No!
And this guy's got 850?
I said, that's where you need to be.
I thought 750 was like my ultimate goal.
No, it's your ultimate goal. Yes.
But you're in a different league. He's in a different league.
No. Hey, by the way, you said something about the stream. It's working. Yeah. I don't know.
Why am I getting texts from people?
I don't know. I just brought it up and it worked.
Why now, was my email late?
What?
Why was my email late?
He didn't know.
That I don't know. Obviously, Microsoft doesn't like your
whatever.
Got to 850. I know that, you know, you have gone through some things, like a divorce.
Yeah, but I paid all my bills on time.
Have you always had a perfect credit score?
No, never. You know what it is I have such... no balances.
What's the lowest your score has ever gone?
I don't really know, but the first time I ever checked, it was in the low 700s.
Oh, so it wasn't an issue because anything you applied for, you'd get and you didn't worry about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Captain Lazaro says it's down to...
Is it a... Ask him...
FYI, live stream and mobile app still down.
Mobile app. Okay, I'm doing it on the website and it was working. I'll try it on a mobile app.
Okay, thank you.
Because, you know, we promote people to listen on that, and then when there's nothing there...
Yep, so... Thank you, 850.
I honestly thought it stopped at 8.
No!
And you've been telling me for years, Haney, Look, you get to 750, you got it made.
I'm going
to
tell you right now. This is how...
And you're telling me, that's not your goal, that's my goal, because you've been in the eights for years
steps,
now.
Baby steps. Let me tell you, because I've been there too. A lot. You go, and you have, like, say, a Dave the Waterman score. Where he's below even...
It's like 300?
Yeah, it's like 4-something.
Which I think you get...
I think is the lowest.
I think you get to 3 by virtue of being an American.
But your buying power, you hit 750...
That sounds like something Ray put in your head.
Yeah, well, how do you think I learned all this? He's telling me why I wasn't driving new. So, 750... You go into the good range. That's good credit.
Oh, now, so below 750, you got bad credit.
Yeah, fair. Where like, Richard the engineer is in excellent
credit.
Where
they actually pay him to buy a Mercedes.
Yes. You have good credit, which is what you want to get to. Then you have excellent credit. He's excellent.
And what are you?
Excellent.
How far ahead is Richard from you?
A lot. He's a lot.
But you've done everything right.
I have.
So how does he get there and you don't?
He says that he doesn't pay interest.
Everything gets paid off. You told me that should make it go down.
Yes.
It does.
It does.
It really does.
Wow, somehow.
Because they base it on how much credit you have available out there. And if you have too much available credit, you know, credit cards that have zero balances on them that you don't use, that's not good.
No, it's called credit utilization. And yes, as long
as you use them and pay them down, But you always should keep a little bit of a balance on there.
Well, that's
where you have a problem with it, Mr. 850.
How does he have a problem with it if he's got the perfect score?
This is the first time he's ever hit it.
I have no idea why.
Now, tomorrow, when he can check it again and it can be gone.
When did you start keeping track of it?
The credit card, Bank of America, gives it to you for free. So it pops up every month. They go, you have a new credit score. And it's been in the, you know.
And he's not having his credit pulled and all that where it's being pinged 4 or 5 times a month?
Never.
4 or 5 times a month?
Oh,
who does that?
Well, I like to buy.
You like to utilize that buying power.
I like to utilize that buying power.
That's a term that you use a lot, Stan. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you have like a little...
I like it. It says it all. You're not buying power.
You're not selling anything, but you use salesman terms.
Yeah, because it sinks in.
By the way, the streaming app was working just now. I don't know what's going on.
Look, I got a bunch
I understand. Some people's doesn't work.
We verified it with our intel people, very high-level military.
Yeah. It did. Well, that would be Don over there, but he has a special military-grade phone.
How are you high level?
No.
I got an iPhone 8, high level.
No, we were talking to the captain.
Yeah, we were talking to the captain.
Oh.
All right.
See you, bye.
We got to take a break. But before we take a break...
Buying power.
Well, it's all about buying power. Speaking of buying power...
Oh, time to hear from Honest Dan.
Yeah. Hi, friends. No, seriously, serious talk now. Naples Nissan. Aaron Walker's always coming up with something different to make you go down
and you know
and
what?
Check out the
lot. I bet you'd talk to Aaron Walker. He'd straighten you out on your BS.
Yep.
Because he actually knows what's going on.
Get a load of what he's doing down at Naples Nissan. He's giving you a chance to go to the happiest place on earth. Take a test drive, and he will give you $100 in gift cards. Take a test drive.
All right, well, that's great, but what if I have no intention of buying a car and I'm just, you know, trying to get the gift cards?
You'll still get that, but if you do buy a new Nissan, purchase any vehicle, and he'll send you on a road trip to Orlando. Take you to the happiest place on earth.
Really?
Every new and pre-owned vehicle purchased at Naples Nissan this month comes with a complimentary park passes to your favorite theme park in Orlando. Over 600 new Nissan models, all backed by his exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty. So you take a test drive, you get $100 in gift cards. Then you go and you buy a car at Naples Nissan. And you're going to go to Orlando to the big theme park. And
so let me see if I understand this. Yeah. This $100 in gift card things, he knows that people might think about that, taking advantage of it. But what he's betting on is that when you take a test drive and you see how nice the new Nissans are, you're going to want one.
And then you're going
Is that kind of what's at play here?
Then you're going to Orlando. By the way, save up to $12,000 off MSRP.
Yeah, by the way, in addition to those wonderful gift cards, and how about $12,000 off?
Pine Ridge Road.
I think we got it backwards, Stan.
Yep, Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. It's Naples Nissan. Yes.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Today is Wednesday, and that means, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Karen will be joining us, and we'll get a lucky Stan and Haney listener go head-to-head with Mark Haney.
What the hell is happening in Virginia?
A lot of blackface.
It's complete insanity.
Yeah. So the Virginia governor, Northam.
Who is fresh off saying horrible things about abortion.
Yep.
And then, made headlines for that. Yep. And then the next day, they find his old med school yearbook, and oh, look at him. He's in blackface.
Yeah.
And he manages to take it even a step further than that, and they're talking about him resigning.
Then the lieutenant governor.
Except, it turns out the lieutenant governor may have been involved in a sexual assault at the Democratic Convention in 2004. That's no problem.
No, the third in line.
The third in line. You got the state attorney general. Yeah. He's got to be a straight shooter.
He volunteered that he, too, he was in blackface.
I'm not proud of it, but...
what the hell? Yeah.
Well, we were very fond of the music of Curtis Blow, and... Okay, so the Democrats love for people to resign, even their own.
Mm-hmm.
So if the governor resigns over his blackface moonwalking antics, then you would have the lieutenant governor, who is up to his neck. He's an African-American, but he's up to his neck in Me Too, believe the women, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Okay, well, he can't be governor. He resigns. Then we come to the state attorney general.
Third in line.
And he says, well, I've done blackface too. You know, before you, I'm just going to tell you before they dig it up.
Yep, I did blackface.
Because we've already established that you can't be governor if you've done blackface, he will have to resign.
Yep.
And then guess what happens?
What?
Then it goes to the head of the legislature.
Yeah.
Who is a Republican.
Who oh, would they don't serve, want that.
Who would serve out the entire term of governor and still be eligible for his own two terms. So
what a tangled web we weave.
When I saw that today, because the governor has gone through this blackface business multiple times yep. and stumbled every time.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, they've got a young African-American man, yep. the face of the Democrat. Oh, no, he's done me too. Yep. And then, well, then it would go to the attorney general. Well, I should tell you, I've done blackface myself.
Yep.
And it's like, you can't write this.
No.
You would not believe this in a movie.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What is going on?
But you notice how everybody in Congress isn't, the Democrats aren't believing the girl now? I thought it was a few months ago.
We believe all women.
We believe all women.
Yep.
Not this one, I guess. Grab bag. Jeez. You this couldn't write it.
Everything is insane.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
It's like we need Reagan to come back from the dead and yep. give everybody a good whipping.
Junior, what's the dating app that you use? With Tinder, right?
Well, he uses a bunch of them.
Yeah, which one?
Tinder? Bumble?
I got Tinder and Bumble.
Have you heard of, let me make sure.
Bumble?
Refrigerating.
What?
This is no joke. This is so stupid. There's a dating app for everybody. Samsung just released a dating app called Refrigerating, where you meet people based on what's in your refrigerator. Where is it?
Where did I not?
Oh, it's there. On the CD stand.
There it is.
You just need to put it in the slot there.
Too busy talking about blackface.
Oh. When I saw that, it's like, am I reading the actual news, or have I stumbled into the Onion somehow?
Unbelievable.
Welcome to Refrigerating, an app from Samsung that works with the Family Hub refrigerator to take a picture of the inside of your fridge and match you with your forever dinner date. They say you are what you eat, so what do the contents of your fridge say about you? Maybe you're health conscious, or aren't home much.
Yeah.
Or is that an open can of cat food?
Hey!
It's free and available through your web browser, so it'll work with any phone.
You know, I gotta say something. I, this is just in passing. So we, Junior, I think you do a phenomenal job. We got our captain's hats yesterday, and he took a picture of us to post on the web. I said to him, and I said this, I said, let me see it before it goes on the page. Okay? And it's like a real distant shot. Everything is in the way. And I said, I want it cropped so it's close, so you can see us and see our faces and our hats on there. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can do that. And he did a great job. Did it? You did a great job.
Thank you.
With proper instructions.
With proper instructions to crop the mother. So, I give him the picture of my cat that I had taken over at Super Bowl.
Your overly muscular cat.
And, boy, the response from that, there, you know, in the hundreds of likes and all that. But what he failed to do, and I'm going to tell you, it bothered me. Because there's the cat sitting on the coffee table all proud and stuff, where it could have been cropped. It's my house Super Bowl Sunday, and I went and I took my socks off before I go into the recliner, and there on the carpet are my socks sitting there, and somebody writes in the comments section, I can't help but notice a pair of dirty socks on the carpet. And I said, you know what? You mean to tell me he didn't crop this? So I look at it, and I'm saying to myself, ah, you know what? The person that commented on Facebook is absolutely correct, because the cat is just part of the entire surroundings. And yes, there's a pair of socks.
So it's a picture of your house.
Yes.
And there happens to be a cat
there. And I'm saying to myself, can't you crop the picture to show the cat? The person that commented was absolutely correct. Because I said, let me look at this. You mean to tell me you didn't prep it to go? I look at it. I go, oh, there's my house. There's a cat on a coffee table. Yep, there are my socks.
Did you have to provide remedial instruction to Junior?
I did.
You have to remind him of what the producer's job is?
What is rule number one of the producer's job on the Stan and Haney show?
I believe my job is to make you guys look good.
Yep. Rule number one.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Rule number two, refer to rule one.
And if you're ever confused, you can go to rule three, which is refer to rule one.
Because I said, what's going on? Let me pull this up full size. And I'm going, Jesus Christ, there's a pair of dirty socks right in the... Please don't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to see it myself. Because I didn't see it.
Yeah, there they are.
Oh! Yeah, there just happens to be a cat in the picture. Let's see what else we can pick out.
Oh.
What is that, nail polish?
Yeah, and
there?
Somebody commented on that. Oh, did the cat knock off the nail polish on the floor? I said, yup. It's like, what the? The story.
Got a flashlight there?
Yep, flashlight. That's when I have to go and reconnect stuff that's plugged in. You know what? I wanted the picture of the cat. Thank you.
Have you done any remodeling or painting or
have
anything?
Have not.
It looks like your place looks very good.
Well, I got a woman living there now.
I didn't realize you had white walls.
Okay, let's move on. I saw the picture. I go, it's distracting me.
Is that a King Kong poster there?
It is.
See, you got ice and water indoor on the fridge.
Yeah, darn right I do. Yep, you can see my whole house.
It's a nice carpet there.
Yeah, thank you.
Where'd you get that?
Look, and people are saying this. The focus was on the cat. Do you know how to crop on the computer? Do you know
how
to?
I know how. Yeah.
Okay. And it's a high-resolution photograph, so when you crop it, it still looks good.
Yeah, and it's high-resolution, so if you'd left anything laying around, you know, like papers or anything, you'd be able to blow them up and read them.
Yep, read them. See what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's all kinds of metadata embedded in that photo.
You know it.
You know, geotag. Yeah.
You hear all the story about the vaping. A man in Fort Worth died last week from a vape pen explosion. It ruptured one of his arteries, and caused him to have a effing stroke.
The Tarrant County Medical Examiner says the 24-year-old died January 29th from a stroke caused by a severed artery from a vaporizer pen explosion. The explosion happened in the parking lot of a vape shop. The shop tells us Brown didn't buy anything, but he wanted help using a mechanical mod-style vape pen. A Brown it doesn't sell because it's been known to have issues.
Well, then what was... Never mind. Don't talk ill of the dead. Here's the mountain lion stuff.
You know what? At the age of 24, if you knew you were going to go out, you wouldn't want it to be with a vape pen.
Not like that. Uncool. Guy jogging on a mountain trail in Colorado got attacked by a mountain lion on Monday afternoon, fought back, and strangled the effort to death with his bare hands.
No weapon involved.
This story is pretty incredible. When the mountain lion bit the runner's face and his wrist, somehow the runner got around the mountain lion and ended up strangling the animal until it died. Now, the runner sustained some pretty serious injuries, but did find help and made it to a local hospital.
Mountain lions are ambush predators,
so
it may be something about the prey.
that excites them or attracts them to that?
That's why we're doing the necropsy. Our veterinarians will take a look to determine whether there was any kind of disease, if he was maybe starving, or if it just so happened that as a young cat, he was still kind of learning his hunting instincts.
Mm. Just learning. A learner.
Or
not anymore.
Maybe he's a man-eater.
Yep. Gets a taste of human blood. Here's stupidity on parade. And I understand you animal lovers. There's a video online of some people in Indiana who noticed a cat stranded on a frozen lake. This was over the holidays. The guy, and this was across the way. You got a dock, you got the lake, and the cat is sinking in the thin ice on the other side of the lake. He strips down to his boxers, jumps into the frozen lake to swim freestyle over to the cat to rescue it. His name is Darden. That's why the woman filming it keeps shouting, Dairy. She also says, oh my gosh, a lot. But this is the idiot jumping into the frozen lake in Indiana to save a cat.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh.
Come on,
Dari,
go.
Come on, Dari, you got this.
Go, 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 go. Get him.
Oh, that poor cat. Oh my gosh.
Keep going, Dari.
Oh my gosh. Dari, you got this. Oh, that poor cat. It knows.
He can touch the bottom out there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Dari,
break the other shore.
Oh, poor thing.
Hey, drive around. Take
what about
the... They're driving around to get you, Dari. They're coming.
Hey, cat, meanwhile, he's freezing to death in the water.
Get out of the water. That's a good advice.
The ice is breaking even more.
Good advice.
Yeah.
The cat's hissing at him.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yep. My gosh. This water is freezing.
Yeah, and Dairy's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you've seen these done. You got a celebrity that's doing interviews. We used to do them on radio this way, except they never work out good, where they're on a call and they cut from station to station to station to do interviews. So they're in a studio, say, somewhere in L.A. You've got a station in Minnesota. You got one in Indiana. You got one in Florida. And the celebrity in L.A. will do a few minutes there, and then that one's over with. And they do, so they can crosstalk with the anchor or the celebrity in town. So Michael Bolton is doing one of these interviews. They're getting ready for the news team, the entertainment news portion of the program. Let's go to the satellite where we're joined by Michael Bolton.
The Michael Bolton.
Well, he couldn't hear him, so he didn't get the cue that he was coming on. And still couldn't hear what was going on, and he was down looking at his cell phone, waiting for the cue that you're coming on. So when they cut to him live on the screen, as the hosts are talking to him, it looks like he's just there asleep. And they're talking to him after a big intro, and he's just head down, you can't see his eyes, and he's not responding to them.
As always, we're looking forward to talking to the great man, Michael Bolton, joins us now live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay? Maybe he's just updating
Michael?
Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's gone silent.
Michael, can you hear us after such a great intro? Please tell us you can hear. We didn't want to waste that intro. Michael Bolton, live in Florida. Can you hear us?
We might have to come back to Michael.
He looks like maybe he's on Instagram. Why don't you slip into his DMs?
Sorry.
This is the time of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. All right, Liam Neeson trying to cover
his ass. They canceled
his
premiere.
Yep, he's not allowed to go to the premiere. He was on Good Morning America yesterday. Trying to explain himself. First of all, he says, I'm not a racist. Of course, they had him with Robin Roberts, and he's going to explain that he's not a racist.
I was trying to show honor, stand up for my dear friend in this terrible medieval fashion. And I'm a fairly intelligent guy, and that's why it kind of shocked me when I came down to earth after having these horrible feelings. And I did seek help. I went to a priest. I heard my confession. I was reared a Catholic. I had two very, very good friends that I talked to. And believe it or not, power walking 2 hours every day to get rid of this. And I'm not racist. I this was nearly 40 years ago. She'd have said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit mm-hmm. or a Lithuanian. I know I would have had the same effect.
Yeah, and he says he really would have done it.
Do you think you actually would have done it? If an innocent black man
yes.
who had nothing to do...
Yeah, I know. That was my feeling, that I did want to lash out, yes. Because my friend was brutally raped, and I thought I was defending her honor.
What are you hoping that people will learn from you making these statements?
To talk, to open up, to talk about these things, you know? We all pretend we're all kind of, you know, politically correct. Mm-hmm. I mean... In this country, it's the same in my own country, too. You sometimes just scratch the surface and you discover this racism and bigotry, and it's there.
Hey, not all... Premiere canceled.
I don't see where racism has anything to do with it.
No.
It's vengeance.
Well, it's vengeance, and like he said if it was an Irishman that did it, an English... He was going to go and seek vengeance.
And, you know, it's a different question, you know, whether you act on it or not, but yep. we've all felt it.
Yep.
When somebody you know is wronged...
You want satisfaction in justifying that and take care of retribution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play for you to wrap up the grab bag a mashup that's different. It's not two songs mashed up together. It's a song and a scene. Somebody did a mashup of a scene from The Fresh Prince where Will's dad leaves him again and puts the music to Twin Peaks to it. So the Twin Peaks
Why?
Music and the scene from to add effect. So here from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air... A scene where Will's dad leaves him again to the music of the Twin Peaks theme. It almost makes it into a blockbuster.
I'm sorry. If there was something that I...
Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. Hey, you know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm going to be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I, Uncle Phil? Got through my first day without him, right? Mm-hmm. I learned how to drive. I learned how to shave. I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him! I ain't need him then, and I don't need him now.
Will.
Now, you know what, Uncle Phil? I'm gonna get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey, and I'm having a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids.
Heavy. Grab bag brought to you by the Peter Mug North. We're gonna take a break. Phone lines will be open.
God. What a gifted artist.
Yeah.
You know, I think back to the profound performances he's given, and of course the great music like Parents Don't Understand and Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble.
Yep. Great stuff. Yeah. We'll be back.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition. Telephone number if you'd like to talk to us.
What's he eating?
Funyuns. 239-277-9600.
As long as it's not those damn circus peanuts.
Maybe pick up a price. He loves circus peanuts. Just loves the circus peanuts.
Didn't you get sick when you ate all those circus peanuts?
Yeah, like the day after I got that bag, I ate way too much.
Yep. Jeez. Just trying to... Wow.
You know, these pictures have really highlighted something I think we need to deal with.
What, with Junior? These pictures? The pictures? Because I had to tell him when we had our captain's hats on, because I had noticed others that he had posted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that. I had to tell him to crop it. And then he posted the picture of my cat, which basically is a cat in a room that I photographed. Instead of focusing, cropping it.
The focus is really on your shoes and socks and nail polish.
Yeah.
Were you doing your nails?
No. But the nail polish was on the coffee table.
Because I know you like to put a clear coat on your toenails.
Yes. It helps keep the nail strong. And gives it a sheen.
And that's, of course, something that you might not want to share with the audience.
No. But then again, you know, instead of cropping the picture properly, and you and I were discussing outside.
So we have two pictures that clearly should have been cropped.
One needed work. It was cropped. This one needed work to be cropped. It wasn't. Two or three others beforehand
I want to be fair here.
Yeah, be fair.
Junior.
What's up, boss?
What were you thinking when you posted those photos?
I was thinking Stan told me to do something. He told me to post a picture.
And you just did.
So I just posted a picture.
Mm-hmm. Annie.
Is it easier to post a picture without cropping it?
Well, it's an extra step.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's more convenient if you don't have to crop it.
I guess you could say that.
So if you're just trying to hurry along and do the bare minimum, you just post a photo.
Yeah. You tell him, Annie.
Well, I mean...
Yes, just admit yes. That's what you did. Admit yes and get this over with quickly.
Yes.
Take your punishment.
Yes.
Did it ever occur to you to crop the pictures?
Yeah, the thought came in my mind there.
Yeah.
Okay. What made you dismiss that thought?
The extra step.
Well,
yes, you know, admit it. Just take your punishment.
It's an extra step.
So it would be kind of a drag.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yep. When all you'd have to do is just, you know, right click and post.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier that way.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm with you, brother.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
But you know what, Junior?
What's up?
I believe you're better than that.
I do, too. I believe you're better than the bare minimum.
Thanks, guys.
And I don't want you falling into that trap.
Because we've seen too many of them fall into the bare minimum.
Now, with the bare minimum, you may survive, but you won't succeed. And when you approach your job, it's a mindset. Do you want greatness or mediocrity?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be great.
Yep. Oh, Texter saying be careful. We don't want to offend him because he's a millennial.
I'm trying very hard not to.
I know.
We had to go to a seminar on how to speak to millennials.
Yep. We did.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that your instincts were there. You did think, I should probably crop this, but you made the decision, F it.
I just didn't act on my instincts.
Right.
See, I think your instincts are good, and you have the potential for greatness.
Because you're better than that.
I believe he is.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
And so you have to learn to trust that part of you that says, yeah, you should crop it. Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but if I want to do things right, that's what's required.
Yeah. Did you...
If you listen to that consistently...
That little voice in your head.
And if you can do it consistently and make that habit as opposed to the habit being, well, I just do whatever I got to do to get by.
Yeah. Then you'll make Stan and Haney great again.
And more importantly, you'll make Junior great.
Yep.
Again?
No, you haven't gotten there yet, son.
Oh.
But that really is, and I'm being very serious.
Did we correct it on that post, by the way? Has it been corrected?
As of now, no.
Okay.
But I am being very serious. That is the slim margin between greatness and just getting by in life.
And you're not that.
You know, I don't really like him, but you look at Tom Brady, if he said, ah, F it, you know what, I've had a good run, I'm going to eat whatever I want now, I don't really feel like working out, I don't want to have to take a whole month and take my receivers out to the middle of the mountains and make them run routes. I got a hot wife, man. I got it made. Why am I bothering? See, that's not a thought in his mind.
I'm going to start cropping photos.
When did you work nights, Annie?
I've worked nights many times.
I'm just looking at this text.
The last time I worked nights probably would have been in 19... When was it, Stan? 87, 88?
Yep. No offense, but haven't I heard Haney brag about doing the bare minimum when he worked nights?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
He didn't crop a frickin' picture. Well, he didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. Because I had been so effed over by those people. That was on purpose.
It's not like Junior was dancing around in blackface.
No, that's the honest to God's truth.
Annie's parenting skills, by the way, are amazing. Thank you. I thought so, too.
Well.
Don't offend him.
No, I'm being, people can think I'm being a smartass. I'm not. It is a conscious decision.
Let's just put it this way. It is advice for the future. Because doing the bare minimum
isn't
going to help you.
We teach our kids to do the right thing. And you think about a little kid, and if you teach them that, when they're in front of you, they will probably do the right thing. The true test of it is, do they do the right thing when you're not around? Do you know what I mean, Junior?
Yes, sir.
Is it part of them, or are they just putting on a show? And not everybody is destined for greatness. Maybe it's not in you. I think it is.
Expect more of you.
And that is a compliment.
Yep. 2779600.
It's like when you see the coach out yelling at a player. Guess what?
Yep.
That player probably is not going to be the one that's going to be cut, because he's already made up his mind on that one. Won't even talk to him.
What? Thank you, Haney.
Have I gone too far?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you made an excellent point.
But I went too far again.
A little bit.
No,
a little bit.
I'll step up my cropping skills.
Yeah, and now it's 2 days in a row where you're not happy with me.
No, I'm fine. You did a good job there. You did a good job.
You think I was too harsh now?
No, I didn't think you were too harsh. I think everything's just fine. 277. Uh-oh, now Zito's in there. Go easy on him. 277.
What's Zito up to?
I don't know.
Maybe he's got something to add.
No.
But it's, to be a true champion.
Yeah, you need pride, vision,
and perseverance.
You need these same qualities
to be beer board temporary artist.
Tony Braxham. 2779600.
I don't know if I have explained it well enough, Stan.
What?
Maybe I should try. He's not listening now.
No, he's talking to the program director now, because...
Why are we doing this while we're on the air?
This is what I want to know! 2779.
I want headphones on. I want headphones on. I want your attention here.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm sorry, boss.
So if I haven't explained it well enough, maybe I could explain more through song.
Okay. Jeez. 277.
I want you to listen, Junior. This is what you need to know. Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall.
You please. Passing by, moving straight ahead, you knew it all. But maybe sometime if you feel the pain, you'll find you're all alone. Everything has changed. Play the game. You know you can't quit until it's won. Yeah, you can't quit it until it's won. Soldier on.
He's really pumped up now.
I don't know. He's pumping him up. Maybe. Great life lesson for a child. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, how you guys doing?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Down in Naples.
Hey, how are things in Naples?
Hey, everything is sunny and
yeah,
there's a
us here too. Us here too
right
in Estero.
But anyway, just keeping with the pictures theme, I thought the First Lady last night looked ravishing.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you guys feel, but Pelosi, she couldn't even, when the girls get prettier at closing time, she couldn't make the grade, I don't think.
Well, she's a 78-year-old woman.
Yeah, but
she's trying to, she's got the, how many lifts has she had?
How many what?
Lifts. Let me tell you something.
Oh, no, she doesn't do anything like that. She's part of the Illuminati, and they drink infant blood.
Yep.
By the way, joining us in studio is Jeff Zito, a man who knows a little something about St. Elmo's fire.
That John Parr?
Yeah.
That's a jam.
We had to play it.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to give Donnie a good old-fashioned, how do you call it, ass-chewing.
Yeah.
Oh, so, what's he done now?
What hasn't he done? So sorry to interrupt the show, but
I
was in the middle of really
but you know
tearing
about it.
Into him.
You know about it, Zito. You don't last this long if you don't know that. Where you got to listen to your
little voice,
that little voice inside that says, "Yeah, you could probably get away with it. Nobody would know, but you got to do it right. You got to do it right, and you don't make it if you don't operate."
It's a hell
like
of a
that.
Lesson, man.
Yeah, well, it's called life lesson. Ahoy.
Hi, this is Irma.
Hi, Irma.
You know, it's a different world after
it
Irma.
It sure is.
Doesn't sound like an Irma.
That's not very nice.
Well, you don't. Oh,
have you had problems since the hurricane?
Of course I have.
What's the worst? What's the worst things that somebody said to you?
It's all your fault.
Oh.
Well, you know what?
It's not, is it?
And Zito's not being rude. Irma, did this. It sounds like an old.
Hi, I'm Carol.
It's an old person's name.
It's my mom's name, Carol.
It is, but I'm only 30. So it
I know. I can tell.
And
I bet
you're attractive too, because I found that to be a trend where old timey names usually go with a very attractive woman.
You're right.
What can we do for you, Irma?
I just wanted to commend you guys on that fabulous picture of you guys in captain's hat.
Yes, thank you.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's just it's a natural thing.
Yeah, it's like we were meant to wear them.
I really think you should wear them all the time.
we were thinking about it. Mine looked too tiny on my head, though.
Yeah,
I got a fat gourd head, and it makes it look too tiny on there. And so I apologize for that. Thank you, Irma.
Thank you, Mildred.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Pearl.
Florence.
Yeah.
Full of hope.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Yeah.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Josh. How's it going?
Hey, Josh, what's going on?
Nothing. I just turned the radio on. I just got out of work, turned the radio on, and heard you get your cue to call, so I figured I'd call and say
what
hello.
What cue to call? I just said call in if you want to talk. What do you want to talk about?
Phrase
of course I want to talk to you guys. You guys are always fun to talk with.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Now, Junior, I want you to pay close attention to this song as well.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you need.
Yeah.
You kids out there, you're listening to the wrong music.
Yep.
It tells you, damn, it's good to be a gangster. No, it's not.
No.
It's hard work and perseverance.
They don't make them like this.
No, they don't, no. Zito. You're right. You're right, brother.
I mean, Rocky Balboa was...
Yeah. Wasn't this when he was in the car driving?
Well, no. No.
Yeah, he was he punching meat again?
He was training for T. Because, yep. You know, he clubber knocked him out. His yep. manager dies. And, I mean, the guy's whole life's against the ropes. And then this song brought him to the championship again.
It was this song alone, yeah. really.
Eye Absolutely. Of the Tiger. Yeah. Eye of the Tiger, Rock.
Well, he didn't have the eye. That was the thing.
Yeah, I know.
And he had to get it.
Apollo was like, you're missing the eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And he had
because
to find
Apollo
it.
Apollo Creed had the eye of the Tiger.
Oh, they yep. all of them did that.
Well, until Rocky crippled him.
Yeah. Well, it was, what's his name?
Drago.
Ivan Drago.
Killed him in the ring.
Break
yeah. Yep. We'll be back smarter than
you. Do you Haney. Have the eye of the tiger, Junior?
No, he does not.
Yeah, I do.
No, get, no. Get it.
Millennial.
96K Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. traffic about a half hour away. News headlines, 4 o'clock fluff for your emails. But it is Wednesday, and that means the lovely Karen joins us in studio.
Hello, everyone.
And see, Karen is a beautiful young lady.
Yes, she Thank is.
You. But I don't have to teach her St. Elmo's Fire no. and Eye of the Tiger. No. She already knows.
Already knows it. Already knows it. That's okay. Everybody goes on a learning curve. Some people, you don't have to explain it to. Others, you do.
Well, and seriously, think about how music has changed now. Most of it on the top 40 station is bleeped out now anyway.
Yeah.
And back then they're going, I can be a man in motion. All I need is a pair of wings, you know, I need the eye of the tiger and all this.
Yeah.
Now it's, yeah. Yeah, check me out. Yeah. I got a gun.
Yeah.
And I got and I got Depends drugs. And I hang with prostitutes. Yeah. I got a car.
Yeah. You know.
I got a car with rims.
How about making music fun again?
I think it's about time.
It's about time.
You know, uplifting stuff.
You know, when back in the 90s, it was that grunge stuff where you wanted to put a bullet in your head.
Yep.
And now they're singing songs about it. They're bragging about putting bullets in people's heads.
And then they do.
Like that.
That sound coming from you
is
just...
Yeah, disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah. Disturbing is one word. ridiculous is another.
Smarter than Haney. Six categories.
How does it go, Junior? Yeah.
It's really easy.
How do you do it?
That's really good. Yeah.
Six categories. Your job is to get there before Haney does in answering all the categories. Karen's your lifeline.
Yes.
She could answer a category for you if you don't want to answer it. You got to do it before I give the question. If you defeat Haney, you will have your choice of anything that is on our prize list this week. $50 to the pewter mug, $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware. Maybe you'd like tickets to an upcoming Everblades game. Maybe you'd like a bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw.
Stan, suffice it to say, if you can simply defeat me,
yep.
the world is your oyster.
Yep. If you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy. It's hard work. Stan's trick questions. What a f-ing jerk. All those prizes. is yours for free. Matching Wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long. And if you choose science and nature.
Science!
All right. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Go head to head with Mark Haney. And if you beat him, you get a nice prize. Ahoy, who's this?
James.
James, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Have you ever played this game before?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then I know you've won played already. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. The phones are shorting out. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, ahoy.
Ahoy, how you doing?
Good. Will you turn your radio down, please?
It's off.
Thank you, brother. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
Never. Been listening to high school.
All right, Brian, you're gonna play. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Karen, how you doing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm doing good. Good luck, Brian.
Wait, am I the first person?
No, you're the person I selected.
Oh, I mean to go on the radio. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're on the radio right now, buddy.
I try every day.
All right, you're going to play right now.
But we don't play every day.
Yeah, but we don't play. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Take a deep breath.
All right, you know how the game's played, Brian, right?
Calm yourself.
Yes, I know. I know very well. Karen, you better be on your game.
I got you.
Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. If either one of you cannot answer the question, the other person gets a chance to steal if you don't have the category. Karen is your lifeline for one category. As
Believe me, you do not have to explain the rules
okay.
to me.
All right. As always, we start with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
I know.
Okay. Category, Mark?
Oh.
It's you.
All right.
Yes.
Geography.
Also, bear with me today. I didn't put my contacts in. I'm going to have to really look at these. Haney, in geography, which city is at a latitude most similar to Tokyo? Denver, Houston, Memphis, or Seattle? Most similar to Tokyo.
Seattle.
That is incorrect. Brian, you can steal it.
I'm sorry, I was walking in the house. Can you repeat
what that? What the hell? which city is at a latitude most similar to Tokyo? Denver, Houston, or Memphis?
Denver.
Incorrect. Anybody, Karen?
Houston?
Memphis.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Brian, pick a category.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Let's see.
Preferably sports.
Which big box retailer allows overnight RV parking in most of its parking lots?
Oh, it's Camp of America?
Incorrect. Haney?
Walmart.
There we go. On the board. And Haney, you have control. Geography.
Geography.
Geography. That's a picture one. Let's see. Haney, what two U.S. state capitals end in polis?
Annapolis and Indianapolis.
Correct in geography. Brian, wide open. Pick a category.
Hi. Can you repeat them one more time?
Sure. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go science and nature.
Science! Science! What element is used as a medication for bipolar disorder?
What medication?
Yeah, what? No. What element is used as a medication for bipolar disorder?
What element?
Yes, sir.
Oy, oy, oy.
3 seconds.
That is just say copper.
Incorrect, Haney. You can steal.
Lithium.
Correct. It is lithium. And you have control, Haney. Entertainment, history, arts, and literature?
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, what political power couple saw Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing on their first date? What political power couple saw Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing on their very first date?
The Obamas.
Correct. Barack and Michelle Obama. Brian, thought you'd you had your big opportunity here to really do some stuff here.
He
been
was
waiting
really
so
excited.
Long, and you haven't gotten one right yet. Go ahead.
Stan, I laugh at these people, and I'll tell you what, I've only beat him like 3 times, so I knew I had.
All right, Kat, well, let's keep trying. Game's not over yet, but it's fast approaching.
I know.
Go ahead.
Let's do Karen.
Karen, what would you like?
Let's do entertainment for him.
Entertainment. Karen, for Brian. In the cartoon The Simpsons.
Okay.
Where did Mr. Burns go to college? Multiple choice.
Okay.
Harvard, Princeton, or Yale?
1 and 3, Karen.
Harvard, Princeton, or Yale?
Is it Yale?
It is Yale. On the board,
Karen.
Brian.
There you go,
on
Brian.
The board. Haney, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Give me a chance, Haney.
He's been giving you a chance since we had you on the phone.
I know.
All right, huh?
Karen, I'll leave it to you.
Karen?
Let's go with entertainment on
all
the
right,
roll.
All right, entertainment for Haney this time. Karen.
Yes.
What Harry Potter character was recast due to the actor's death?
Dumbledore.
You are correct, Professor Dumbledore.
Thank you, Karen.
You're very welcome.
Yep. After Richard Harris passed away, Michael Gambon stepped in. Haney's at match point, Brian. You have some...
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, it sure was. It sure was. Now, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I'll just go back to sports and leisure.
Sports I'm and leisure. Let's see. Hold on. I got one that you're going to answer. What 1,500-mile race includes axes and dog food as mandatory equipment? Axes and dog food. What 1,500-mile race includes axes and dog food as standard equipment?
The Iditarod?
Yes, it is. It's the Iditarod. There you go. You got two categories now, Brian, but it might be too little, too late. You see,
I know.
Although this is Haney's worst category, arts and literature. Now, you got the category open, too. If Haney gets this right, game over, Haney wins. If he misses it, you can steal it and get the category, and you'll have control of the board. So this is very important. Haney, arts and literature. La-da. Haney, Leopold Bloom is the hero in what James Joyce novel?
Ulysses.
You are absolutely correct.
Unbelievable.
This, Brian, was what you call an ass beating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I got one and Karen got one. Give me some.
Okay. Essentially, then you got one. Karen was on fire and got points for both of you.
Yeah, I know.
I know. What is your best category, Brian?
Well, it would be sports and literature, but
leisure. Sports,
I mean,
and leisure.
Literature again.
That
almost goes together.
I'll let you feel like a winner. Sports and leisure. What's a perfect score in bowling?
Perfect score is 300.
There you go. See there.
Good job.
And as you mentioned, the kid rolled it the other day, and a girl has the world record in Florida.
A girl has the record in Florida. How old was she?
You said that she was 10.
I think she was nine.
Nine and a half.
Yeah.
Nine and a half.
All right, here's the deal. You say something to my friend Haney over here. If you know what you have to say, I'll send you over to Junior and you can pick out a prize.
Excellent.
Go ahead. Haney's listening.
Okay. Haney, listen, I've been listening a long time and I've only beaten you twice, so I knew I had no chance coming in. You are smarter than me.
Oh, I asked you if you ever played this game before.
No, I listen. And listen.
Oh, you listen.
I play in my head.
Oh, so you play in your head.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. It's fun to pretend, isn't it?
It is fun to pretend.
Brian, thanks for playing.
I think if a lot more of us did it, it would be a happier place.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you over to Junior, and he'll go over the prizes and pick one. And
what a great imagination he has.
Yep. You know what? You say everything is a candy corn and Ferris wheels in your world. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Karen, thank you. You
are
on fire.
Thank you.
On fire
it's
today.
Just one of those days.
She was aces.
Aces today. Haney, let's close the door on this baby.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can
be. Hat in hand. Hat in hand.
With Mark Haney. Take your prizes,
hat in hand.
Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting, spear. That's it, yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll get some news headlines from Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. We got emails today, so that's good. But first, as always, we'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Oh, by the way, because we were talking about one of the questions Karen got right was about Richard Harris dying in the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Harris, great stage actor from Europe, Great Britain, but was a huge lush. Him and Richard Burton,
well
and
known.
Christopher Plummer, they all used to go out and just
tie
them
on. Yeah.
This explains it. Somebody texted us, Absolute Law text line. I actually saw Richard Harris once at a bar in the Bahamas. He had a pink nightgown on. Yep. Not surprising if you read his stories. That guy,
is that he remembers him.
Yeah. Well, how would you forget that? You see a guy in a pink nightgown at a bar in the Bahamas.
No, you said Richard Harris and his stories. I said I'd be surprised if he remembered them.
Probably didn't. I saw, you know, Bahamas. Interesting, especially when you're on like Paradise Island down there in Nassau. You'd see a lot of people show up down there. I saw the late Jim Valvano down there one time when I was down in the Bahamas and late night gambling, having himself a good time. Out of the United States, everything's fine.
What was he playing?
He was walking down the aisle of slot machines with a drink in his hand. That's all I remember. And I go, hey, that's Jimmy V.
Did you say hello?
I did not.
He was not like you.
He was not in the mood to chat. Oh, I would have if I could have.
No, you're weird when there's gambling about. I'll never forget you walking past heavyweight champs because you wanted to get to a slot machine and I had to yell at you.
I get into a zone when I'm in a casino. Everything around me is oblivious.
You remember how pissed off you were at me?
In regards to?
We walked past, the Mongoose and Ken Norton.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get your attention, and you're trying to get to the next slot machine, and you're thinking, Haney's slowing me down, man. Yeah.
That's a true story. We were at the MGM
Grand. And you turn around and you go, what? And, what do you want?
And we had to pick up our tickets for the show that night, and we were walking shopping area, the mall inside the MGM Grand, and I'm like, we've wasted too much good, valuable gambling time. I said,
I practically have to beg the man to stop.
I said, let's just grab these tickets and go. And so I'm fast walking down toward, I could see the casino off in the distance, and I'm walking. Haney's behind me, and he goes, you just passed Archie Moore. I go, the old Mongoose? Yeah, he's in there with Ken Norton.
And there was nobody there.
And there was nobody in the place. It was a sports store. They were there signing.
We ended up hanging out for like a half hour because we were the only ones there, and you got the chance to talk to both of them for as long as you wanted.
Ken Norton got a little testy with me because I had already years ago had met Ken Norton and had a picture with him, an autograph, but I had not met Archie Moore. And if you don't know who that is, look him up.
The Mongoose.
He was a light heavyweight, fought for the heavyweight title numerous times, never got it. But he fought from the 1930s all the way into the 1960s. One of his final fights was a loss to Muhammad Ali. That's how long he fought. He had like 280 fights in his life. Most of them now, 24 fights, they're going for a title. He had 280-something fights, and he's in there. And Haney and I walked in, thanks to Haney telling me, because I would have missed him.
You literally walked right. I couldn't believe you walking right past him.
And I walk in.
Because if you don't know, boxing is in Stan's blood. If anybody was going to notice this, it should have been him.
And I didn't. And so I walk in, and I see Archie Moore there, and I'm going, oh, Mr. Moore, I'd love to have your autograph. And Ken Norton was standing there.
What about me?
Yeah, he said, what about me? I already got yours. And he got all...
I remember that. Yeah, and he had his girlfriend there, and she was like, don't worry about it, honey. He's nothing.
Yeah. And the thing is, I still have Archie Moore's signature because it was a picture of him and Muhammad Ali, and it was a black and white picture. And here's the what makes it unique. He says, knocked out by Muhammad Ali, eighth round. He lost in the fourth round. And he writes this whole inscription and never put his signature on it. Yeah, so I got a picture of Archie Moore saying that he was knocked out in the eighth round, and it's unsigned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did get a nice picture with him, though.
It is more legitimate than any autograph.
It is. It's more legitimate. He wrote that all out himself, and he passed away shortly thereafter. Let's get you updated.
And that
on
is a great life lesson for Junior.
Okay.
You see?
Yep.
If you're not paying attention,
the world goes by you.
Yep.
Because it went by me. Jets Pizza bringing us traffic.
Can't spend your life eating Funyuns and expect it to come to you.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah, he loves his Funyuns. Three things.
You can't survive on Funyuns and circus peanuts.
Three things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash, South Tamiami Trail and 6 Mile Cypress. Also Fort Myers, crash Bell Tower Drive and Daniels Parkway. This one showing up in Estero. Crash Three Oaks Parkway and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you you did not know.
Thank you.
Single men, married men. Well, it turns out that single men have an odor about them, and chicks dig it.
Yeah, it's the is it the pheromones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's what the pheromones are created by.
Ah, gotcha. What does 1960 have to do with anything? Somebody just texted 1960.
It was a very good year. A runner in Colorado was attacked by a mountain lion, killed it with his bare hands.
Yep, fact.
A blind high school basketball player got one shot all year and drained it.
Mm-hmm. I'll poke holes into it.
And finally, we'll tell you what happened when a man caught his wife getting it on with their friend in the hot tub.
Oh, jeez.
You know about hot tubs, yeah. Stan. Thank God that negative was destroyed. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark. I had to pay for that. It didn't come free.
Thank God there was no internet then.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God. Laughter.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
These kids got it rough now.
Yeah.
You do something stupid, somebody's taking pictures.
Yep. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Now I know what 1960 means. That was the year the movie came out, The Adventures of Huck Finn, with Archie Moore acting in the movie.
Really?
Yes. Oh, he did TV. He was in movies.
You never told me that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
Because anything I know about boxing is probably something you told me.
Yeah. He had his...
So yeah. He was an actor, too.
Yeah, he had a shot at it, you know. After he retired or was on the downside, because he retired in 63. But he was in movies.
And that's the thing about boxers. You never know where they'll pop up because everybody likes to be around the champ.
Yep, that's it. And that's what they call him. They don't have name. It's just champ.
Mm-hmm. Twitter has 336 million monthly active users worldwide. You are not among them.
Mm.
Let's find out why with today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't joined Twitter.
Top reasons you haven't joined Twitter.
You like to do your bullying in person. You don't need the negativity in your life.
Yeah.
Plus, your days are already pretty much filled with insulting children's YouTube videos. Who's got time for that garbage when there's so much candy left uncrushed?
Junior was probably addicted to Candy Crush.
Nah, he's an Angry Birds guy.
Yeah. I loved Angry Birds. I loved it. Can you still get that on your phone?
They have two of them now.
Two
Angry Birds 1 and Angry Birds 2.
Yep. I bet he loves Pikachu, too.
Pika, Pika.
Top reasons you haven't joined Twitter.
Yes.
Your life's just not hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, thanks. Baby.
Come down later for moose soup.
I'll be there. Tweeting is a stupid, impetuous act that everyone eventually regrets doing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's the top reason you haven't gotten married.
Oh.
Living in America!
Woo!
Eye to eye! Station to station!
Superhighway!
I just got a brand new bag, it's a man's world!
Easy to get to anywhere!
You haven't trusted social media since MySpace crashed and burned after you spent so much time making your page so awesome.
Literally.
Yep.
You went to sign up and found out that at number one Bayo fan was already taken.
What about Angry Birds Rio?
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
Someone may call you ugly, insult your manhood, or demean your livelihood. And if that's something you need, you can get that quite easily from your wife.
Yeah. Hey, that's old school right there, Haney. That's old school. Your wife.
Your wife.
Yeah. That's it. That's the always the comeback for the one-liners in the old days.
What's yeah? that?
Your wife.
Yep. Two things we like the gals to keep low. Weight and your voice.
Oh my God!
Tom Friesen, John Grinch. Yeah, yeah. You really don't care what the guy who played the snowman in Frozen thinks about gentrification in Pittsburgh.
It is ma'am.
And finally, the very top reason you haven't joined Twitter.
Yes.
You prefer posting your innermost thoughts somewhere where people might actually see it.
Yeah.
The toilet stall at Taco Bell.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Ready? Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com can be found at stanandhaney.com, where if you click the Amazon link there, it sends you to Amazon, and you can buy all your stuff, and it lets you know that you came from the Stan and Haney page. Try it. You'll like it. This is, okay, I'll let Haney be the judge on this one, and hopefully we can get it on the air, although it's not that compelling. Sirs, last night I was eating toast with some peanut butter. Oh. Took a couple of bites, and as I was about to take the third bite, I happened to see the image of our current president on the bread and peanut butter. I've captured a picture of it for you. There's his hair, his nose, his...
That's not him. That's Cage 6.
There you go. Same
thing. I don't wear a toupee.
You ever know anybody that wore a toupee?
Nah.
Where, you know, and I'm not talking about you've seen somebody.
Have we? Because I think there was a guy.
I know that we did know a guy that was a friend that wore a toupee.
Yeah.
You ever know a guy? And I'm not talking about seeing somebody. Oh, look, he's got a toupee. I'm talking about... In your circle of friends, toupee. You, Junior?
In my circle of friends?
Yeah, you ever know anybody that wears a toupee? You're not that far off, but...
I don't think I've seen anyone wearing a toupee.
No. I was given a toupee.
Yes, you were. That's one of the things I've always wanted to do on this show, is have like some kind of wig maker in here and have Haney try on different toupees. Because I think it would be great. But there was a newspaper writer, I knew him from Samford, and he worked here for 20-some-odd years, Sam Cook.
That's who I was thinking of.
He wore a rug.
He upgraded to like a deluxe rug and gave me his starter rug.
He came in with a gift wrap and he opened it up and it was his old toupee and gave me the creeps. And he was like, that's really nice. It was a good one.
It was very detailed.
Yep. Pass along word for this. George, we won't be able to attend your event or host it. but I think you guys do good work. This is George. Guys, I would like to let you know about our third annual Rock Our Vets fundraiser. It's going to be at the Laughin' Comedy Cafe on February 10th. Just want to let everybody know that our organization is Rock Our Vets. It's an all-volunteer veteran support organization that helps veterans by supplying food, clothing, and helps with shelter, along with a laptop computer program that we supply veterans with who are returning to school or starting their own business. We give them the laptops. They do it through FGCU. And I think you guys do great stuff. It's rockourvets.org. And, George, best of luck to you. You do good work. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see, where are we? Pelosi, Schumer, caravans. Let's dig in.
Jesus.
Let's just cannonball right into Guardian world.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, what a great speech by Trump last night. I have to agree. He made his points in a clear and precise manner. It felt more like he was talking to the people rather than a bunch of politicians. I do say that his speech, he did a very good job, and I would count that as one of his best scripted speeches I've ever seen him do. Nobody ad-libs better than him. But as far as a proper State of the Union, it was very well done.
And they say that with that speech, unlike past presidents, when he started out, it could have been a much longer speech. And they said instead of adding things, he spent probably a week paring it down to just the most important things.
Love the way he took some shots at the resistance. Although it was infrequent, even sagging-faced Pelosi and old dumbass Schumer stood.
Well, Jesus.
Part of the time. Best shot of the night was of Bernie Sanders sitting there, arms crossed, looking like some spoiled kid. He kind of reminded me of the Grinch.
Did you get a look at Schumer's puss?
Yep. So it looks like Mexico has had enough of these caravans, because the headline in their paper this morning was, "No More Caravans." The mayor of the town where there are said to be cannot accommodate them anymore.
Unfortunately, their president welcomes them and buses them north.
While you can appreciate what Mexico is trying to do, the problem starts on their border, Guatemala and Honduras. Stop it there, and you don't have a problem at our border. Now he's asking about me getting hitched. I don't want to talk about it.
Why don't you want to talk? It's a blessed event.
It's pretty much, he's reading pretty much what I've done.
What you've done?
No, we're planning. He's talking about going to the courthouse and getting the light. And I'm doing this.
Oh, he's giving you advice.
Yeah. Get married. There's just going to be interfere with your time.
It will interfere with your time.
At the casino. And I learned my lesson about bachelor parties. The hard way. Get up.
Oh, yeah, you're not expecting me to do something.
No, absolutely not.
I got to figure things out.
Yeah, I know. Simple thing, get on a plane. I know. We're going to take a break.
Does anybody have a private jet?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then I'll tell you where I'm going to be Saturday night. I think Junior's going to be there Saturday night. And since it's right around the corner from Dave the Waterman's house, you know that he'll be there mooching. We'll tell you about bike night in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Both of these are hit and runs. Unbelievable. North Fort Myers, hit and run. Pondella Road and Orange Grove Boulevard. Fort Myers, Hit and Run. The 10,000 block of Syracuse Lane, near an apartment complex. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Yeah, Saturday. I love these things. They're so much fun. Bike night. Downtown Cape Coral. Gonna have live music from Chain Reaction, the ultimate Journey tribute band. So if you love the Journey music, this is the band for you. Plus, as always, food, vendors, beer, and more. It's brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Rec and 96K-Rock. And again, this Saturday night, downtown Cape Coral, I'll be there. I know maybe a special appearance from our old friend Matt Mangus. He'll be there. Junior's going to show up. And, of course, Dave for the freebies. Just to let you know about that. It's Saturday night. Ahoy.
Hey, boy.
Oh, God. Joffrey. Joffrey, why? Why? You know what? I forget about you. I say, oh, Joffrey's gone for good. And then you call and it's hi, Bowie. Like, you know, we're best friends and you haven't gone anywhere. What do you want? What do you want?
I want to thank you for being a friend.
I'm not your friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Look, I don't socialize with you. You call
You're
in.
A pal and a confidant.
Yeah, great, good song. Doesn't apply to you and me. What do you want?
I just want to get cereal for a second.
Then you would say get serious instead of get cereal. But no, how about say get serious for a second? Not that I can take you seriously, but go ahead. What's bothering you? Little panty waist, a little limp wrist?
Well, I know that we have lots of fun joking around and stuff, and you'd probably never know it.
Who's joking?
And you'd probably never know it, but I suffer from depression.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that with the way that you choose to lead your life and always looking for approval and none of it coming your way, and then you'll resort to negative attention and none of it comes your way. I could imagine that you have a depression from time to time.
And I may have gotten hooked on certain drugs.
Oh, tell me that's not so. You're not on illegal pills and you know, mind enhancers.
I don't want to go into it, but at one point I got kind of suicidal,
not silly. I don't want to hear any of this. Why am I even discussing this with you on a 100,000 watt radio station? What the F do you want?
Because you helped me, Stan.
You know what?
When you yelled at me and said, straighten the F up and be a man.
Yeah. You know what? Try that once in a while. Because your entire life, you haven't been.
I've had a hard life.
Yeah. No, you haven't. You've had a privileged life that you didn't take advantage of. You had a rich daddy. Yeah, you had all the educational opportunities that you wanted. You had a wife that was the breadwinner, and you let it all go away because of your perv-like tendencies.
Well, I decided that I needed to make a drastic change.
Yeah, I could have told you that 20 years ago.
And so I went on the internet and started researching all of my various maladies.
Yeah, God, yeah. Oh, your maladies. So you're realizing you're suffering from particular things?
Well, I suffer from what doctors call depression.
Uh-huh. Would you find this on WebMD?
I don't even remember where I found it, but once I found it, I knew I had the answer, and I got on a plane, and I flew to Peru.
You flew to Peru? What are you doing flying to Peru? What's in Peru?
I went through a ritual healing involving ayahuasca.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Now, I'm sure you probably don't know what that is.
Why don't you tell our audience what ayahuasca is?
It is a sacred traditional beverage that tastes a lot like urine.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
And when you do this, under the supervision of a shaman.
Uh-huh. And so you were able to arrange all of this? You go to Peru, you book a shaman, and he has you drink the urine?
Yes, my shaman's name was Brad. He's from Sherman Oaks, California.
Made his way to Peru. Make it authentic.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. And Brad is a traditional healer.
Uh-huh. And what did we discover about ourselves?
Well, when you drink, it's very psychoactive.
Sure it is.
It is supposed to help you to discover your true purpose.
Mm-hmm. Like the time you ate that peyote.
Oh, yes, but it was much, much harsher than that.
Oh, it was, because you went on one hell of a trip. You had told us all about that one time, too, you sicko.
And I know now what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, why don't you tell me, I'll give you one thing that you're not supposed to do, call here anymore. That's one thing, put down the phone. That's what you, number one. What else did he tell you?
Well, he didn't tell me anything. He just guided me.
He guided you through the experience.
Yes, and it was difficult at times, nightmarish. At other times, it was euphoric. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of vomit as well.
Oh, it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Somebody's saying it's called DMT. What do you?
I have ayahuasca.
It's DMT, and I guess it didn't help the smoking habit because I hear you lighten up again.
That's not a problem.
Oh, that's not a more 100.
Well, so what? What if it is?
But that's not your problem.
I didn't go to Peru to stop smoking cigarettes.
Of course not. You went to Peru to what, Joffrey? Find out what's been bothering you all your life so that you can open up your mind and experience what's been going on?
It was a journey of self-discovery.
By taking this DMT.
And what I have learned is what my true purpose in life is.
You don't have a purpose. You don't have a... Stop trying to figure out what your purpose in life. Get a job and work.
I had such a breakthrough, and I now know, and I need you to respect what I identify as.
So going through all of this stuff, you found out what you identify as. So your problem is identity.
I was born in the wrong body.
I could have told you that.
You knew?
Darren, come on. You like boys. You're very effeminate. You go around tippy toe, and you get a little short words for everything.
Hold on a minute. What do you think I identify as?
I know what you are. You have tried to lead this life of that you're a big he-man, that the ladies love you, when in fact you had a beard for a wife who was the breadwinner. She's the one that had the balls in the family, and you sat around raising Pomeranians that you called your babies. Now,
guess what?
What?
As the great Freddie Mercury said in the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, you think you know me, darling.
Okay, I'll give you, darling, 3 minutes to tell me what you are.
I identify as a humanzy.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What is a humanzy? You still under the influence of this DMT?
Who can say?
Yeah, I could say yes.
But I identify partially as a human being and partially as a chimpanzee. And
live with the great apes and get out of my life.
I am looking into a procedure, figure it would be great because I could always get work at zoos.
Yep, and freak shows. Sideshows.
and I could probably join PETA and go undercover at research facilities.
What are you doing?
Was it being cruel to chimps?
What are you doing there, monkey boy? What's going on? Maybe we'll call you like from Planet A. What's going on, Cornelius?
Oh, that would be cool. Stan, I think you know what is going on.
What are you doing?
Your people are cruel to my people.
It's tribal.
Yes, I am a humanzi. And I could perform at circuses. I could just be so free. I could go into a zoo and, you know, fling my junk at everybody.
You called me? That you went and took some psychoactive stuff in Peru, and then you went and found out you're a humanzi, and you want to live your life as a half-human, half-ape. Well, let me tell you something. You're acting like it right now.
I think...
The human race and start acting like a man?
I could go out on one of those islands at Jungle Larry's.
Then do it. Then, you know what? Then do it. Do it. If this is what you discovered, why don't you make everybody proud? Your daddy, your ex-wife, me, all of Southwest Florida, and go off somewhere and live with the apes. Because I don't want you around.
Do you really mean it?
Go. Get away from me. Go.
You mean you support my dream?
I support you 100%. I say you get on that same plane and be dropped off in some rainforest somewhere, and then I don't have to hear from you and your crap anymore.
That is one of the most beautiful things you've ever
beautiful
said,
about
Stan.
It. It's nothing beautiful about it. It saves my brain. That's my experience.
I knew other people wouldn't understand, but you support me, and it means the world.
No, I think you're a nut. I think you got a screw loose. You got one of them wires in your brain that's hitting the ground and sparking. That's what I think.
You're telling me it's okay to be me.
Go do it.
Would you mind if I spoke to you in my chosen communication?
Wait. So you have a chosen communication.
Yeah.
What communication is this? What? Now, good riddance to you. You know what? I'll pay the plane ticket. Put a damn parachute on your back and drop you off in some rainforest. Land in the canopy, and fend for yourself. You ape. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. So, I was asking earlier if you knew anybody in your immediate circle of friends who wore a rug. And, we were kicking around. We talked about how we knew a guy that wore a piece. and it's so obvious. It's like, you know, but Junior, how old are you?
25.
Okay. He has a high forehead. And so he went out to his car after we were talking about hair pieces, and he brings out of his car, looks like a rat might have nested in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
These three wigs.
Not been well cared for.
Not well cared for, all knotted up. And he's,
they're quality wigs.
And he starts.
Oh, they may be, but they've not been well cared for.
Yeah, you know what? When you wear one of those, you got to comb them out and put them on one of them fake heads until you're ready to sport it again. And he goes and starts, I mean, they were bad. I don't know who wore them. And he starts putting them on his head. And so we're getting in here ready to do the break. And he's like picking at himself. And I'm like, what the hell's the matter with, I've got wig hair all over me. The damn things are shedding.
Yeah.
Don't. I'll tell you what.
Pretty
we'll do.
Ratty.
I tend to think, I have an idea. We'll be using them again this Friday.
For some experiments. Experimental purposes only.
Yeah. You know, wigs in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to try that out. Yeah. Don't. Seriously. Don't touch those wigs. You don't know what's on them. It could be lice or something. It bothers me. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Make sure it's not sponsored. Oh, it is. Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, there we go. What do I got here? Let's start in Cape Coral. No, that's not Cape Coral.
Let's start wherever.
How can it be? Okay. Fort Myers got a crash. College Parkway at Blue Moon Pizza. Fort Myers crash. Colonial Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. Bonita Beach, disabled vehicle, South Tamiami Trail and Bonita Beach Road Southwest, and then on Fort Myers Beach, got a crash, Estero Boulevard, right by the outrigger, and you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Tonight, with Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walters, special reports, tonight a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 6th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
All right.
If you remember the original Star Trek.
Yeah, I used to love the original Star Trek. You Trekkies out there are already getting all worked up, and the Warsies are laughing.
Yep. Well, James Doohan, who played Scotty on Star Trek, is actually a legitimate war hero.
Yeah, he is. The late Scotty.
Fought in World War II. Under the Canadian flag, and was shot 6 times on D-Day at Normandy.
Yeah.
He was in the thick of it.
He was the real deal.
Stan, how do you pronounce Mount Everest?
Is that it? Holy, is that, that's him. Look at him.
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Mount Everest. Mount Everest. Sir Edmund Hillary, Mount Everest.
The correct pronunciation of Mount Everest is Mount Everest.
Huh? What?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Mount Everest.
It's named after Sir George Everest, a surveyor from Wales. And that is how it is pronounced.
Yeah, it's just where you're from. Like the Kinks, Ray Davies. It's not. It's Ray Davis. Oh, and it's nice to know that a Trekkie out there owns all the Star Trek DVDs.
Every Star Trek DVD?
There was 3 seasons of your Star Trek, the TV series, and they're on 3 box sets. I own. And great. I like this.
Perfectly logical, yeah, Captain.
Yep, yeah, Spock. That was great stuff.
Remember back in the early days of the internet when people would just squat on a domain name and then some corporation would pay them big money for it?
Yeah, that used to be the thing. If you were quick and you were computer savvy at the time, buy those domain names. And then when somebody wants to use them, they'll pay you top dollar.
Well, Major League Baseball, over the years, has managed to acquire the domain names for all of its teams, except 3.
What are they?
Well, Giants.com is owned by the New York Football Giants.
Yep, people don't realize it. Guy like Junior doesn't know that the San Francisco Giants used to be in New York as well, and both the baseball and the football team were the New York Giants.
Rays.com is owned by a restaurant in Seattle.
So if I was, well, they're the Rays now, not the Devil Rays anymore, which I bet Major League Baseball owned.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Twins.com is owned by a set of twins in California who have said they will not sell it for any price.
You'd think the Minnesota Twins could make them a nice offer, or Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball could pay that the Twins girls. Are they twin girls?
I don't know.
A nice song.
You like to think of that they're twin girls.
You'd think, because I picture, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, what you picture is always better than reality.
The Lander sisters.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Audrey. I'm Judy. Well, now, I'm Carol. Yeah, now, we're the Lander sisters.
What am I looking at here? What is that?
Twins.com.
And they're not, they don't even...
It says changes coming soon.
They don't even utilize it.
And they're boys.
Oh, for the love.
Derland. And Davian, is it?
Derland and Davian.
Or Darwin.
They own twins.com.
They're the Millers.
Wow. And what was Rays.com? It was a restaurant?
It was a restaurant in Seattle, probably called Rays.
Type that in, Rays.com. And then we know that Giants.com will go to the New York Football Giants.
Yep, Rays Cafe.
Yeah, look at that.
Casual waterfront bar and restaurant.
Yeah, you know what? They deserve to have that.
Rays Boathouse. Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, it is. Class. Now, just for the hell of it, well, that's some good food there.
Just, yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah. Just for the hell of it, put in devilrays.com and see if Major League Baseball has that one. Devilrays.com. Look, comes up there. Ah, see, yep. There you go. That's the Rays site. So they still, Major League Baseball has the Devil Rays. They just can't get Rays.
Yeah. Well, they should have stuck with it. How many miles of cable do you think we have under the ocean to power the internet?
Let me tell you, I bet you a lot. I mean, not only internet cables, but phone cables and a lot.
There are 550,000 miles of cable under the internet, under the ocean to power the internet.
They used to, I can't remember what book I was reading, where there were ships that actually went and their job was to go cross country laying down the cable.
Laying pipe.
Yep. so they can have intercontinental.
And they always, the Russians always got ships out there. They keep an eye on them. Because they're poised, if they wanted to, all they're going to do is snip that cable.
Yep. Oh, Junior brought up a map. Look at it. Those are all the cables going around. Yeah. You got to have something down there, and it's all on the bottom of the ocean.
Well, I know we got a lot of cables going to Central and South America, because I know on the video game consoles,
yeah,
as far south as we are,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you get South American players matched up with you.
Yeah, well, they got a few links down there.
I found it's more on PlayStation than it is Xbox.
Most of your stuff from the west coast of the United States out into the Pacific and obviously the Atlantic. Those, there's tons. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the skills, one of the first skills that you learn as a young man, is how the clasp on a bra operates.
Oh, yeah. You gotta know. Sometimes, you know, the girls will trick you now. You got a front loader. And then you got the traditional ones in the back.
Well, in my experience, the front loaders are a lot of fun because they like it to come as a surprise to you, and then they unsnap it themselves and go, va-voom.
Yep. Is this what you're looking for?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who do you suppose patented and invented that clasp on the bra?
I automatically just want to say Edison. He claimed he had.
Well, we're not talking about who claimed it. We're talking about who actually did it.
Right. I have no idea.
You want his real name or his pen name?
Oh, he's an author?
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Samuel Clemens.
Oh, Mark Twain.
He invented it? He invented it. He's got the patent.
Guy's a genius. You know what?
That's a true genius.
Yeah. Yes. And you know darn well Edison tried to roughhouse him. Give it to me.
Did you see?
There's the actual patent. Look at that. Is it Samuel Clemens sign it down there? I can't see that far away.
Yep. Samuel L. Clemens.
Good for him. Genius.
And, you know, we talk about Edison because he has such a history in our town.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ford has a history in our town.
That's right.
And Dearborn, which has now been taken over by Muslims,
mm-hmm.
was his hometown.
Right.
And he purchased a newspaper there and put out a lot of anti-Semitic material.
A lot of PC. You know what? We keep telling you, watch these guys. Ford was extremely anti-Semitic.
He was... So anti-Semitic that Hitler actually looked up to Henry Ford for his anti-Semitic views, had his books.
Awarded him
the German Eagle. It was the highest award that they could give to anybody. And, of course, you know, they don't want you talking about that.
But that's what he was.
And in Dearborn, they have the Historical Society, and they put out four magazines a year. And they did a feature on this. The mayor went and fired the guy that wrote
it. Because he went and put out a truthful story about Henry Ford?
Yes. Mm. And, of course, all that did was make it even bigger online.
Of course.
And it's nothing you don't already know, but... I guess it came as quite a shock to the good people of Dearborn, who have been raised to believe that Henry Ford is a fantastic man.
We've told you for years about Edison, but here's two other ones that you should read about Henry Ford, and also do your reading on Charles Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
He had his dealings too. Lots of them. That if you went and looked by today's standards, this guy was a traitor and get him the hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of hate.
A new study out of Australia has found that single men naturally have an odor about them. They smell worse than men who are in relationships.
Really? The secretions and oils.
They say it's because single men produce more testosterone, which leads to a fuller, muskier scent.
Right. Especially if you, you know, don't shower for a couple of days.
And you'd think it would be a detriment, but... No.
No, it's not.
Women in the study got a big whiff of single men's shirts and married men's shirts. Now, first of all, your single men's shirts, assuming they're clean,
right,
were done with the bare minimum of detergent that you need.
Yep, bare minimum.
Married men's shirts were done with a scented detergent.
Yep.
Plus heavy fabric softener smell.
Dryer sheets.
And dryer sheets.
Yeah.
So as the women were taking a big whiff of these shirts, they're not knowing which is which, just which do you prefer.
Yeah. One's April Fresh. And
even though the married men's smelled much better, the women really, really liked the single men's.
Yep.
Researchers say it shows women have evolved a way to sniff out available men so they're not wasting time on someone who is unavailable.
How has that evolved? That's quite primitive.
That's just what they say,
yeah.
Stan.
Okay.
That's what they say, and it's a scientific magazine. And
not necessarily. Invented the bra buckle, huh?
Mark Twain. Renaissance man.
Sure was. His home is in Hartford, and as a kid, you'd go and do the field trips to his house.
Highly intelligent. Everybody wanted to be around him, but you would think it would just be a perfect life. He suffered.
Oh, he had a lot of loss in his life, an awful lot of loss. His biography, when he was alive, they wanted to do his biography. This is how brilliant of a man he was. And he refused to do his biography. You go to the bookstore right now or look online, there's two volumes, the biography of Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain. And he could not sit down and do a story about his life. He could not go and say, well, I was born here, I went to school here, I had my first... He said, no, he said, there's no way in the world I'm going to do that. If you want my biography, he had somebody that write down what he said. He was a storyteller. And he would lie in his bed, get himself all comfortable, and if he was in the mood, he'd tell you a story about his life. Now, it could be something in late life. It could be something in the middle part of his life. It could be an experience that he had traveling. And he believed, if you come and write all this stuff down, eventually you're going to have my biography. And that's exactly what he did. And finally, probably about 10 years ago, somebody started putting it all together to have a story of his life. But it was all based on whatever he felt like talking about that day.
Well,
from bed.
When you are the master storyteller, not a bad way to go.
Yep, and it was perfect because he was in the mood to tell that story. He wasn't in the mood to talk about that day something from his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you a story about my life, and then you piece it together. He's brilliant.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a man was jogging at Horsetooth Mountain in northern Colorado on Monday.
I bet you that's a beautiful place.
When a mountain lion snuck up behind him and attacked, went right after his face and arms. He was taken by surprise, managed to break free, though, and kind of surprised the mountain lion because he went after the mountain lion. He wound up suffocating the big cat, killing it with his bare hands in self-defense, taking his hands and physically removing the life of this devil creature.
Yep.
The man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, unlike the defeated devil cat.
The dead devil cat.
And, of course, they want you to know, well, mountain lions don't usually attack people.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, look, and see, there's that. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
Yeah. That's mountain lion territory. Some big cats out there.
Yeah. You're right. It ain't jogging territory.
Sure isn't. What is he doing jogging out there?
It's shotgun territory.
Damn
is what
right.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. Both barrels.
Although, look at that vista.
Isn't it beautiful?
How much fun would it be to be at elevation and hunt with a sniper rifle.
Right in the crosshairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful land right there. I'm expecting to see Julie Andrews.
Yeah, and, you know, once they're done sticking up for mountain lions,
yeah,
they say the guy did the right thing.
Yeah, he did.
They say your first goal is to back away, but if that doesn't work, you're screwed, and yeah, you better fight back or you'll die.
Strangle him. Rip out that windpipe.
Yep. Yeah. You remember years ago how controversial it was when I said there's no reason in hell a dog should be able to kill you.
Yep. You rip out their windpipe.
Yep. People argued with me.
Yep. Yep.
Did you see it was in Mexico?
Well, Haney always used to say, if you have the mental idea in your head or mentally accept that you're going to get bit.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Then
once you
get
over
it.
That.
Yep.
It's when you make the mistake of thinking, oh, I can get out of this.
Right. You're not going to get out of that. You're going to get bit.
There was a video of a woman in Mexico, and they don't know what the deal was, if these dogs were sicked on her or if they were just a pack of wild dogs.
Wild dogs.
They took her to the ground and killed her.
Yep.
Sorry about that, folks. Well, let's try something that is supposed to be more cheerful.
Okay.
There's an 18-year-old young man outside Des Moines, Iowa, named Clay Walker. Clay is legally blind and has CP. He was born 4 months premature, and they say it was kind of a miracle that he even survived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Clay has grown up, and he loves basketball, loves it so much, he wanted to sign up for his high school basketball team.
Good for him.
And he did. Now, Clay is almost totally blind, which can be a detriment in sports.
Yeah, in a game of round ball.
So even though he is an official member of the team, it's kind of an honorary thing.
Right.
Well, that changed on Friday when coach put him into a game for the first time. First opportunity he's ever had. Now, he always wears his uniform and rides the pines. But coach wanted to get him in on some action because it was senior night. He had the opportunity to take exactly one shot. His only shot of the season. And he drained it from about 15 feet out.
Ah, pretty good.
Now, you can imagine the gymnasium erupted.
Oh, mayhem.
Even the players on the other team had to stop and acknowledge him. Clay's team was way behind, so the point really didn't matter.
Right.
One of his teammates said the only part of the night that truly mattered was Clay hitting that shot.
Yeah. Especially after the other team decided to play zone.
Well, the game was decided.
Yeah.
And then you can be charitable.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, what is it about hot tubs?
Well, it's bubbling water, it's comfortable.
Well, I know you can identify with it. You've had some horrific things happen in the vicinity of hot tubs.
Sure.
I mean, in and of itself, it seems like perfectly harmless.
Harmless.
But so much happens around hot tubs.
Sure does.
There's a 64-year-old gent named Robert Hakens. He lives in beautiful Stuart, Florida.
Oh, God. That's not a pit.
And last month, he was enjoying the Florida lifestyle in his hot tub with his 38-year-old wife, Kristen.
Oh, that's nice.
And their 50-year-old mutual friend, Ted Vest.
Uh-huh.
What was his name?
Ted Vest. Around
friend.
Around 11 p.m.
Three of them in the tub.
Probably a four-man tub.
Yep.
Around 11 p.m., Robert got a little tired and decided to go inside and go to sleep and let Kristen and Ted have fun.
Ted Vest.
Well, at some point, Robert woke up.
Yeah.
In multiple senses of the word.
Yeah.
And looked out his window. And he couldn't help but notice Ted Vest was banging his wife.
Yeah, hot tub.
What to do?
Yeah.
And did the only thing he could do at that point.
What's that?
Screamed out loud he was going to effing kill them. Then exited the home with the gun, firing two shots.
Ooh.
Now, Robert says he didn't fire the shots at them. He fired them in a different direction, okay? But he was still arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery.
And Ted Vest and his the guy's wife completely blameless.
All the heart wants what the heart wants, Stan. You know? I'm sure they appreciate Robert providing the home and the hot tub for them to do what they want. But
the wife and Ted Vest.
Yep. Ted Vest. Never did trust that effort.
No.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, February 6th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Hey, Bob. You mind if Ted Vest comes over tonight?
Ted Vest? Yeah, he's good people.
Yeah.
Have him come over.
Good guy. Mutual friend.
All right. There's anybody I can trust. I know it's you, Ted Vest, and Kristen. Good night. I'll see you folks tomorrow. Ted Vest.
Yeah, Ted Vest.
A friend indeed, huh? You come into my home, get into my tub, bang my wife.
Yep.
Ted Vest.
Yep. Completely blameless, though.
I didn't even. Oh, for crying out loud. I shot the other direction. Completely blameless.
I'm the victim here.
Yeah,
he is.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you got to be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. The damn Ted Vest, I'll tell you.
Ted Vest.
Buddy Rob there. It looks like he was a Sox
fan. You know
what?
Out of everybody on God's green earth, Ted Vest, you're the last one that I thought I had to worry about.
Yep.
Ted Vest, huh?
Yep.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Thought I could go
Ted
to bed.
Ted Vest.
Yep, you Ted Vest. Find out they're completely blameless, by the way. Let's get you updated.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. Fort Myers got a disabled vehicle, Michigan Avenue, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Fort Myers crash, Winkler Road and College Parkway. And we got this one, too. Fort Myers crash, South Tamiami Trail and Forest Boulevard, right by the Forest Country Club. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I had a good day. I went shopping today. I had to buy a belt because my pants... Here's the problem. You know when you get fat and your pants get tight. And then you get fatter because it's not like, oh, well, stop eating. And then all your pants hurt. Like every pair of pants hurts. And then you eat even more because you're like, screw it now, man, and you just get depressed. But here's what happens. If you get fat enough, your belly starts to push out, and your pants won't even hang in the normal place. And then they get down to your pelvis, and then they feel loose, and you're like, hey, losing weight, all right, I'm coming down. I guess I'm... I ate my way through to the other side. I've gotten... Look at this. This is ridiculous. I have... This is... The crazy part is that my belly hits my pelvis at a right angle. It just goes right in. Like, when I'm in the shower and I'm scrubbing, when I get down there, I gotta cut in like this. I actually have to scrub, or else that gets filthy down there. It's like a... It is. It's like a theater seat. I find pennies and receipts and stuff. Yeah. And the worst part is I'm 39, so it's not like I'm gonna get better. This is it or a lot worse for the rest of my life. It's not like I'm gonna be all ripped when I'm 48. It's over.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, boy.
Oh, God. Joffrey, why? You know what? I forget about you. I say, oh, Joffrey's gone for good. And then you call, and it's hi, Bowie. Like, you know, we're best friends, and you haven't gone anywhere. What do you want?
I want to thank you for being a friend.
I'm not your
friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Look, I don't socialize with you. You call in.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Yeah, great, good song. Doesn't apply to you and me. What do you want?
I decided that I needed to make a drastic change.
Yeah, I could have told you that 20 years ago.
And so I went on the internet and started researching all of my various maladies.
Yeah, God, yeah. Oh, your maladies. So you're realizing you're suffering from particular things?
Well, I suffer from what doctors call depression.
Uh-huh. Would you find this on WebMD?
I don't even remember where I found it, but once I found it, I knew I had the answer, and I got on a plane, and I flew to Peru.
You flew to Peru? What are you doing flying to Peru? What's in Peru?
I went through a ritual healing involving ayahuasca.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Now, I'm sure you probably don't know what that is.
Why don't you tell our audience what ayahuasca is?
It is a sacred traditional beverage that tastes a lot like urine.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
When you do this under the supervision of a shaman.
Uh-huh. And so you were able to arrange all of this? You go to Peru, you book a shaman, and he has you drink the urine?
Yes. My shaman's name was Brad. He's from Sherman Oaks, California.
Made his way to Peru. Make it authentic.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. And Brad is a traditional healer.
Uh-huh. And what did we discover about ourselves?
Well, when you drink, it's very psychoactive.
Sure it is.
It is supposed to help you to discover your true purpose.
Mm-hmm. Like the time you ate that peyote.
Oh, yes, but it was much, much harsher than that.
Oh, it was, because you went on one hell of a trip. You had told us all about that one time, too, you sicko.
And I know now what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, why don't you tell me, I'll give you one thing that you're not supposed to do, call here anymore. That's one thing, put down the phone. That's what you did, number one. What else did he tell you?
Well, he didn't tell me anything. He just guided me.
He guided you through the experience.
Yes, and it was difficult at times, nightmarish. At other times, it was euphoric. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of vomit as well.
What is this? Somebody saying it's called DMT? What do you...
I have ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's DMT. And I guess it didn't help the smoking habit because I hear you lighten up again with another.
That's not one of my. That's not a problem.
Oh, that's not a more 100.
Well, so what? What if it is?
But that's not your problem.
I didn't go to Peru to stop smoking cigarettes.
Of course not. You went to Peru to what, Joffrey? Find out what's been bothering you all your life so that you can open up your mind and experience what's been going on?
It was a journey of self-discovery.
By taking this DMT.
And what I have learned is what my true purpose in life is.
You don't have a purpose. You don't have a... You stop trying to figure out what your purpose in life. Get a job and work.
I had such a breakthrough, and I now know, and I need you to respect what I identify as.
So going through all of this stuff, you found out what you identify as. So your problem is identity. I'll give you, darling, 3 minutes to tell me what you are.
I identify as a humanzy.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What is a humanzy? You still under the influence of this DMT?
Who can say?
Yeah, I could say yes.
But I identify partially as a human being and partially as a chimpanzee.
Then go live with the great apes and get out of my life.
I am looking into a procedure, and I figure it would be great because I could always get work at zoos.
Yep, and freak shows, sideshows.
And I could probably join PETA and go undercover at research facilities.
What are
where
you
they're
doing?
Being cruel to chimps.
What are you doing there, monkey boy? What's going on? Maybe we'll call you like from Planet A. What's going on, Cornelius?
Oh, that would be cool.
I think you got a screw loose. You got one of them wires in your brain that's hitting the ground and sparking. That's what I think.
Telling me it's okay to be me.
Go do it.
Would you mind if I spoke to you in my chosen communication?
Wait. So you have a chosen communication.
Yeah.
What communication is this? What?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.